Blog Talk Radio. Also on this day, another death of a Republican presidential candidate, the barefoot boy from Wall Street, a lawyer from Indiana, Wendell Willkie. He was a Republican candidate in 1940. He ran against Roosevelt and lost. He also was his vice presidential running mate, Charles McNairy, died 6 months after he was nominated. So that would have been an interesting election had Wendell Willkie been voted, defeated Roosevelt in the 1940 election. Fernando Lamas died today, and then 1985, the notorious case of the Italian cruise ship, the Achille Lauro, which was taken over by terrorists, and Leon Klinghoffer was in a wheelchair. He was on his tour with his wife, and they rolled him off the deck of the ship. Horrible death for a man who couldn't swim, was paralyzed. And, of course, there was an opera written about this. I don't know how musical it is, but it's one of those horrible deaths that occurred on this date. In 1775, among the events today that are relevant to us, U.S. and A., officers in the Continental Army were freed to be able to refuse slaves and blacks from serving in the Continental Army. In 1871, there was the Great Chicago Fire. Now, this is important not only because Mrs. O'Leary and her cow were, that's a fiction, that the cow kicked over the lantern that started the fire in that area of Chicago. Now, where the fire started near DeCoven Street is now the home of the Chicago Fire Academy. But anyway, Abraham Lincoln had the original draft, original copy of the Emancipation Proclamation, and that was destroyed in the 1871 fire. There was also a famous movie in old Chicago starring Tyrone Power and I think Brian Dennehy. It's a rare movie in which we received a copy for our archives. 1918, Alvin York, who was a hillbilly from the South, he reluctantly joined the American Army. He single-handedly killed 25 Germans in the Kaiser's Army, and he captured 132, and he got the Medal of Honor. And there's a famous Gary Cooper movie where he portrays Sergeant Alvin York. Also, getting back to Calvin Coolidge, famous movie, and this is one of the bad things that Calvin Coolidge did as president. They had the court-martial of General Billy Mitchell, which also starred in the movie, starred Gary Cooper, and we'll get into that another day, because General Mitchell predicted the Japanese attack in the Pacific and on Pearl Harbor, and he was court-martialed for that. Mitchell Field in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the airport, is named after Billy Mitchell, whose father was a U.S. congressman from Wisconsin. In 1934, Bruno Hauptmann, who was accused of kidnapping the Lindbergh baby, and it was one of the fastest executions in U.S. history. General Schwarzkopf's father, who was the head of the New Jersey police, was involved in allegedly railroading Bruno Hauptmann, who was a German immigrant. It is not known who really abducted and killed Charles Lindbergh and Anne Merle Lindbergh's baby. It's never been really resolved. In 1945, Harry Truman, as a new president who didn't know anything about the atomic bomb when he was vice president, this was all dropped on him, and no pun intended, he gave the secrets of he approved the transmitting of the secrets of the atomic bomb to our allies, Britain and Canada. And what happened in Britain, they had the spy ring headed by Klaus Fuchs, a German a nuclear scientist, and of course we had the Rosenbergs and Harry Greenglass and those people here in the United States. The Rosenbergs, Julius and Ethel, were later executed, and Harry Truman refused to commute their sentence to life imprisonment. Franklin Pierce is important because all of his children died horrible deaths, either from disease or one was crushed in a railroad accident. I was the only president from New Hampshire. Now, his cousin living today, a distant cousin, is Barbara Pierce Bush, the mother, the wife of the first George Bush and the mother of George Bush II. She's also related, Barbara Bush is also related to one of the founders of Crowell Cowles, formerly Look Magazine. Look Magazine has a San Francisco connection because they printed an article which they claim to have exposed the mafia in San Francisco. And it's a rare article which we have in our archives. Franklin Pierce was also not demonized, but he was castigated for his Southern sympathies, went so far as to enforce the fugitive slave law. Now, what that was, if a slave escaped into the North, into a free state, under an agreement made with the Southerners in Congress, the fugitive slave law, that the federal authorities, if they apprehended this fugitive slave, even in a free state where there was no slavery allowed, they had to return, apprehend and hold the fugitive slave for return to his masters in the southern state. And you know what happened when they were returned. Horrible punishment. And because of his extreme policies, Franklin Pierce was the first president to hire a bodyguard. There was no Secret Service in those days, and Lincoln had the Pinkertons, I believe, or they came afterwards, but that still didn't prevent his assassination or that of Garfield or McKinley. It's very interesting. Now, among the interesting things today, you've heard Mitt Romney talk about taxes in that infamous so-called debate. Now, his predecessor as governor of Massachusetts was Calvin Coolidge, who was also from Vermont. And Calvin Coolidge, we played his Calvin Coolidge as one of his first speeches talking about that the American working person and family needed to have as much income as they could keep from federal income taxes so that they could have a decent living. And Mitt Romney must have taken a page from Calvin Coolidge, and so we'll deal with the comparison on Amicus Veritas later this week, AmicusVeritas. And then, of course, we had Franklin Pierce, one of the worst presidents in the United States. Now, people think of vote fraud only as the people who are not eligible to vote are people who are fraudulently voting on election day or casting an illegal ballot. Voter fraud encompasses these areas: fraudulent registration, that is, registration to vote in a county or a district where you do not live, registration in an office building or at a nonprofit building, or even a church. We have an interesting registration at an Episcopal church where the woman is a descendant of somebody who was at Pearl Harbor. It's very interesting. We'll get into that Wednesday. Voting fraud also encompasses nonprofit organizations that receive federal funds who are running voting campaigns and making political campaign contributions to politicians or candidates who in turn handle federal money, which they in turn, once elected, dispense to these political, these so-called nonprofit or bogus nonprofit organizations. Voting fraud also encompasses diplomatic missions. We have copies of registration at foreign consulates, political campaigns made using foreign consulates as addresses, foreigners who are not U.S. citizens making political campaign contributions to candidates, media people such as Agra Jakes here in San Francisco, connected to, he worked for American Broadcasting, ABC. He was on a Democratic Central Committee and involved in a lot of questionable politics. These are some of the areas. Also, illegal aliens. We have a copy of a registration of a non-citizen illegal alien who registered to vote and did vote in Berkeley. So these are some of the areas, most of the areas that, and also using a jail or prison as address for voting. That's illegal. So these are some of the areas that have that encompass, or most of the areas that voting fraud encompasses. Because again, as I said, it doesn't only encompass, or it solely doesn't, vote fraud solely doesn't refer to casting a ballot illegally on election day. Just for fun, we're going to play, since this keeps coming up, Will Rogers talking about plans, and it's something that everybody's talking about. Mr. O has got his plan, Romney's got his plan, and I think this is very timely. And so, since we have a little time and we're having this problem with Skype and we lost some time, let's just play again Will Rogers' political humors on his government plan. Oh, what's happening here? This is one of those days. Let me try it again.
Mayors in this country.
Sorry for the delay.
Mayors in this country, there is not who shall be relieved and whose money shall relieve him, but who shall be the one that plays Santa Claus and actually hands out the presents, you know? That's the main part from the bill, is who hands out the presents. Here he says, he should wear the whiskers. And if you then Mr. Hopkins, they say no, we've got sleigh bells ourselves. Governor Talmadge, down in Georgia, he had a plan. It hit a rut and knocked him right out of the bread line last week. It's been a bad week on plans all around. I'm not going to get discouraged, though. In fact, these other failures, well, they've given me confidence, you know. More hope that my plan will be a success. Now, my plans are stated in a nutshell, and in fact, that's where all plans come from. And the nut should never be cracked. But here is my plan in a nutshell. My plan is a plan to end all plans. It's to do away with all plans. That's what it is. There ain't but one place that a plan is any good and that it'll really work, and that's on paper. But the minute you get it off a sheet of paper and get it out in the air and it blows away, that's what. Now, Mr. Roosevelt, he dragged more heat plume arms out of little red schoolhouses. And they had.
Okay, that was a short one. So now we're going to play, we're going to end with our politics and poker. We're going to play later an interview I did with the late president of Golden Gate University, Otto Butz, who was born in Canada and went to Princeton University, and he's written several books, and he had quite a take on animal illusions as described to politicians, which we don't hear today, considering some of the names. Lincoln was called an ape, and other presidents were called even worse, and swear words, which we won't use on this show. But anyway, we'll end with politics and poker, our theme. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Hopefully we'll get this Skype problem resolved. And also you can go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. There'll be some updates, especially on the U.S. Marine whose identity was discovered after 37 years, Oral Stewart. So go to Amicus Veritas on YouTube, AmicusVeritas, and we'll end with politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight. Possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use?
some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Neither game for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Pride, I hope on Yushchenkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
Okay, folks, we're because we have this problem with Skype, we're going to end. Started late, and unfortunately, we're ending early. Hopefully, we have it resolved by Wednesday. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, MICUSVERITAS, and we'll have some more updates on what voter fraud encompasses. Also, on Fleet Week, they're downsizing apparently, and also San Francisco is not the one safe place it was for sailors, young sailors and Marines, especially because of the railroading and rape of U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri and others. So we'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Good night.